You're entering a realm which is unusual. Maybe it's magic or contains some kind of monster. The second one. Prepare to enter.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
Good news, everyone!
I am your handsomest host, Daniel.
And I am your fugliest host, Willie.
I thought you were going to go synonymous and be like your best looking host.
Hey, when you're as fugly as me, you got to know it.
you got to know what you got to work with, and sometimes it's not a lot.
Okay. You know, I'm old enough now to acknowledge that I am the fugliest host, but I didn't love the superlatives in high school. They called me the fugliest, most likely to be the fugliest host. And I found that a little bit harsh for, you know, that age.
To be fair, I did not vote for you. I voted for you for the most likeliest to be handsomest host. This title was foisted upon me by the voters.
Yeah, it's such a burden for you to be the handsomest host.
Wait until I shave my beard. They'll change their tune.
And then you'll be the hammiest host.
I'm always the hammiest host. To be fair, I did stuff all the ballots, and I did put some fake ballots.
Full of sliced ham.
Well, the ballots were written. I was just going to say the ballots were written on slices of boar's head. I can't believe they counted them, to be honest.
Yeah, that should have been obvious to the people, the ballot counters, but, you know, maybe the rest of the ballots were also slippery and pink.
I think that sounds about right. I did notice a couple honey turkey slices that did not get counted, luckily enough. So they do have standards. I like the honey turkey. I'm sorry, is this the Atacama Desert? Because this is the driest place on earth, is a piece of sliced deli turkey. Having said that, maple turkey.
Don't you dare talk about maple boar's head that way.
Oh, Boar's – baby, I love me some Boar's
That's
Head.
That's what I'm saying. Oven gold turkey from Boar's Head?
No. It has to be flavored.
Oven gold is flavored.
Fake honey or – no, the
on
oven
the
gold
outside.
Is, wait.
It's savory, bitch.
It's not honey or maple. I need that sweet little crisp.
Yeah, it tastes like a golden oven, obviously.
Firstly, ovens don't get gold. They get orange.
If Boar's Head says it is, then it is.
Firstly, I know John
Boar's.
William Boar's Head.
John Boar's Head.
The inventor of Boar's Head.
He's the second half of his first name and his last name. John Boar's.
Yes.
Hi, John my Boar's. Name's John Boar's.
John Boar's. John Boar's. Head.
Proudly standing in a line of other proud heads.
I can't think of anyone who has head in their name. Boar's Head. Oh, Head Cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's someone. Head Cheese is someone.
Excuse me. My great grandpappy Thomas Head Cheeseman. Speaking of floating heads,
it's spooky month.
Podcast.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah, true.
Good way to go, PD. Way to go.
I do. You're very. Your shirt today is very apropos to the spooky month. I like it.
Oh, because it's orange.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you something interesting? Yeah. Can I tell you something interesting?
Yes, let's hear it.
Did you know that there is no word that rhymes with orange?
Doyhenge. Exactly. I'm pretty sure.
O-I-N-G-E, orange.
That is correct.
That's correct. Can you use it in a sentence, please? I threw an orange at the doy hinge.
Oh,
of course. Okay, now I'm glad you've clarified it. I needed that context. Anyway, thank you for the segue. This is a Futurama-centric podcast. And today we are covering Season 5, Episode 13, Bend Her. I hardly know her.
Oh, good one.
Well, I think they all saw it coming because we've been saying that joke for literally eons at this point.
Which I didn't realize is a pun on Ben Hur, but we literally talked about Ben Hur the other day. And I was like, oh, Ben Hur.
Wait, who's Ben Hur?
Ben Hur is that movie from, I think it was Charlton Heston. I think it's from the 40s. He won an Oscar for it. It's
Oscar? I hardly know her. Also, the reason I did that is because literally on 2 days ago, Petey and I had a conversation where we were talking about how you can do that joke too many times and how it's only funny if you use it sparingly.
It's got to be perfectly placed in a sentence.
It's also about – it's like I'm observing the rule of threes right now, so I'm only up to two.
Yes. And it's also – it's like the equivalent of That's What She Said, but it's just classier and like kind of like a 60s.
That is an amazing comparison. You are spot on with that. It is a classier version of That's What She Said.
But you,
because it makes you think a little bit. But it makes you think a little bit.
You're like, Bender. Oh, Ben Hur. I hardly know. I wouldn't want to bend her over. Or like Ben Dover, the pun name.
Yeah. Well, he's actually a really nice guy.
Benjamin Fisk.
He's always on his hands and knees.
Ben Fister.
Fister.
I hardly know him.
That's like something that Matt Berry character from Krabopolis would say. Because all of his stuff is like super sexual. Yeah. Petey and I were also watching that.
Which is good. I like that
show. It's good. Solid.
Yeah, solid. Especially when you're getting hard endorphins from stuffed crust cheesy pizza.
Also, Petey, I was thinking about it, how you said you got to watch Disenchanted. I'll make a deal with you. Let's make a deal. And imagine me being bald Howie Mandel, okay?
Versus full hair Howie
Mandel. Yes, yes. I meant imagine me being bald, comma, and Howie Mandel. Not bald Howie Mandel.
Okay.
Because I could have just been bald and then looked like Jeff Bezos.
True.
So anyway, here's my deal. The lady in the bikini holding up the suitcase, when she opens, it says, you have to watch I Think You Should Leave. Have you watched that yet? Of course you haven't.
Yes, I have. I've seen the first three? Two seasons.
There's a third
season. I've seen part of the third season.
Okay, have you watched Birthday Boys?
Which one is that? No, you get one.
Well, you've already watched one, so I'm not going to say it's one you haven't watched, but I've been telling you to watch forever. Which Birthday Boys is on that list? It's literally been all right, Tim. Like a very Tim Robinson Tim? Thing. Like that. Like it,
shaking a fist.
There's so many times when he does that, but anyway, okay. I'll watch Disenchanted if you watch Birthday Boys.
Disenchantment.
Disenchantment.
And Birthday Boys.
I'll watch Ella Enchanted if you watch Birthday Boys. It's on Netflix. At least it should be. I hope it's still there.
Wow, it's from 2013?
Yeah, that's how long I've been telling you to watch it. 10 years.
Okay, I'll watch it. It looks
Jesus Christ, it's been 10 years. It's sketch comedy. You'll love it, Petey. I know you'll love it.
Is my face flashing?
Yes.
Also, can I just say you're our internet, my internet, everybody's internet.
Everybody says it sucks.
It's impeccable. No.
Oh, right now it's pretty good. You have paused a couple times for me, but I just kept talking.
You are clear as a deer, and I can see.
Yeah, but yeah.
Ew, I just read your name.
Piss Perfect. Hell yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
That is a good one.
Petey and I play a game where every time we get on Riverside to record an episode, it asks for your name. So we like to put in like references to the episode or like puns. And so tonight I put Piss Perfect. We'll play on the series of movies, Pitch Perfect.
A little play on, if you couldn't tell.
If you didn't know, and of course, also men often get into pissing contests. So if you were to compete in that and you competed piss perfectly, your golden stream would have done something. I don't know. How is a pissing contest about who can pee the furthest or the longest?
I think it's fervency of the stream, so I'm going to go distance.
Okay, so it's about like a pressure.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like you measure the PSI of your pee. It's actually spelled P-E-S-I.
P per square inch.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny.
Piss per square inch.
Piss per square inch. P-S-I.
P-E-E-S-I. That would just, and then it would, people would just be say PC.
PC. Don't, oh, remember Senora? Don't PC in my pool.
PC
in forget.
You never
forget.
That's
what a pool is. Una piscina.
And when you, what was it? Something about the floor, you sway low. What's floor?
It wasn't a perverted pun,
como
so I don't remember.
Como se dice floor in Espanol?
Suelo. Is it suelo?
Como something like that.
El suelo.
Something like that.
El suelo in English. Soil. Is suelo.
Oh, ground. That's what it must have meant.
Ground, soil, ground. Yeah.
Okay, so not the
okay, floor. I'll take that. You suelo to the suelo. To that's good. I like that.
To the soila.
Senora, you are a wonderful and are a wonderful Spanish teacher if you're still working. Hopefully you're retired and on a beach having boy cookies.
She's not that old.
No, but she taught us in her
40s. Isn't it crazy?
We were in class 15 years ago.
Isn't it crazy that she was, what, 35 or something? She was like close to our age.
She had two kids who had graduated high school. So she was like 40,
no, when we were in her class.
Yeah, she was like
they were not graduating.
Senora,
oh,
not senorita.
Senorita. I'm thinking of senorita.
Senorita was like
38. No, senora was like 48. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Son of a bitch.
Gotcha.
Oh my god! Should we get into some good news,
listeners? You should have seen his face.
I'm very much on edge, and I can share as to
okay.
Why.
Okay, let's get to a little thing that we like to call
good news, everyone.
I'll go first,
of course.
So I'm sitting on my balcony, having a little Smokey Joe, just decompressing before the app. And my roommate's like looking out the window and he's like, there are three sketchballs walking around looking into apartments. And I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, whatever. And they were like wearing ski masks. And I was like, okay, that is odd. I'll give you that. That's very odd. And so he's like, look at him. So he popped out and was like, they're breaking into a car. And I was like, what? And I looked up and they're like bashing the window into this car.
Whoa.
And they climb in, all three of them climb in through the back window. I don't know why one of them didn't open the door, whatever. And then they just drive off in the car.
Yeah, I think
and
that
I was
shows
like
how young
the
they
phone.
Are is that they didn't even think to do that.
Yeah, true. This could be new. And so I like – the thing is that – so it was a Hyundai. It was a Hyundai Elantra from – or sorry, a Hyundai Sonata from 2014 or before. And apparently there's a way because my sister-in-law's car, which was that car, got stolen, which – for good reason. She has a really old car and she's a doctor and should like have a nicer one. But anyways, I digress. It was like, the insurance company told me that that's like the number one most stolen car because you can like put pliers or something. Like you only need like a very standard household tool
Whoa.
To pop it open and then hotwire it. Like you just need to like twist this little thing and people figured it out and they're like, oh, okay, we can.
And Hyundai has done nothing to solve this issue.
Right. Exactly. The greedy fat cats at Hyundai.
The fat cats. Over at Hyundai. Those sluts over at Hyundai.
Moist books.
Gregory's pencil dollars.
Dollars.
Ouch. That pencil's too sharp. Did you know Taron Killam's on Broadway now?
Good
He's doing
her.
A Broadway show. I'm so happy for
I
him.
I love that.
He just likes to have a good time. And he's married to an honorary Avenger. Colby Smulders is on Nick Fury's team in the Avenger movies.
What the fuck is a Colby Jack Smulders?
She was in How I Met Your Mother. Here's something. She was in How I Met Your Mother.
Here's something.
Here's something.
Colby Smulders.
She is made of cheese, though.
I have no idea.
Colby. Her middle name is Jack. Colby Jacqueline Smolders.
And all she does is she's just a very slowly burning pile of Colby Jack
smoldering cheese.
Smolders. I literally have no idea who this human is. I'm seeing pictures.
You've never seen her before?
I don't.
Here's something.
It's Timmy Hatcher. I've never seen Colby Smolders. Flaming pile of cheese.
I saw a clip. I'm not going to say it because I'm going to digress even further. Continue with your story.
Okay. So I had to, like, the reason we're casting late is because I had to go out and give a fucking statement to the police. And I was on my balcony and, like, whistled at them. I was like,
yeah, you Paul Spangler'd it.
I Paul Spangler'd it real hard. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Did you really yell
and
that?
And my deepest, fuck yeah, I did. My deepest, most hetero voice. And then I was like, oh, wait.
My deepest, most hetero
really
voice.
They don't. Straight up, I was like, excuse me, boys. Why don't you keep those masks on and take those pants off and say that to my face?
Yeah.
No, so I was, and then I was like, oh, shit. I hope they didn't, like, realize which apartment I was in and, like, they're going to come murder me. Hopefully they won't.
Hopefully they won't.
Fingies crossed. But, yeah, they, like, saw me and, like, were pointing at me. And then they were, like, about to leave. And then the guy who was in the car grabbed one of them and pulled him in. I was like, why are you pulling each other in through the window? This is not good. They were, like, I think they were young. But, yeah. I hope I don't get murdered.
Did they drive away in the car?
Expelled. Yes. And I called the police. And they came, like, 4 minutes later or something.
That's honestly
not
bad. That's honestly not bad.
No, it's not bad. But they came and they, like, literally just – came and, like, parked the car where the other car was and then got statements. And I was like, are you not, like, out looking? They're like, we have multiple cars out looking. I was like, probably not.
See, this is, like, what I feel like is exactly what you get where it's like people are always like all the people who are, like, anti-defund the police are like, well, what's going to happen when, like, this bad thing happens? It's like the same shit. Someone's going to come and ask me some questions and then it never gets solved. Like, that's exactly what happens now most crimes.
Whether I'm not pro or against either way. I think there's valid arguments here and there, but I will say.
pick a side, pussy. No, I'm just kidding.
Pick a lane.
I'm just kidding.
The fist sold it in. I'm not pro defunding the police. I am pro naked police. I think we should.
Oh, we should declothe the police.
We should declothe the police.
Okay.
Not defund.
That's a hot take. That's a hot take, Petey.
They can't be violent and they have to be in good shape and they walk around naked as fuck. You don't get tagged on naked, dude.
All the cops in the Midwest would just be like fat, naked guys.
Which would motivate them to get in shape. This is literally, it's a self-fulfilling
prophecy. Okay, so really
prophecy.
You just, and really your perspective is just rooted in caring about the well-being of the cops.
And as a good Christian, all the women get full regalia. Actually, the women, we give them super
Princess Leia outfits.
No,
oh,
the women
God,
become
God,
Iron
Man. Police force.
What?
That was my Jabba the Hutt.
That was also the exact same thing as your James Adomian doing.
Oh, doing Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura. Fair access to the debate.
Oh, my God. Go, anyway.
Hey,
they're not. Jesse Ventura definitely has some tonalities like Jabba.
Did he die?
Did he?
I thought he did, didn't he? If I can remember.
Remember?
He is.
We only have one remember.
Jen?
Nuchacho.
Nuchacho. No, he's 72 years old living in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
He still is in Minneapolis.
He'll never leave the state, even though I sold all the water in 1996.
All the water.
I signed away all the water rights in Minnesota in 1996 after I spent way too much money on a Ferrari Enzo.
I had to sell it to a Korean beverage company marketed at dogs.
Wait.
Okay. Can we go a little further?
Okay. No, I lost it. I was going to try to come up with a pun of what the name could be, a soda name mixed with like a dog pun. Like Popsy Cola or whatever, like Pepsi.
Sheepa Inu. Wait, that's
what?
Two dog puns.
Wait, what? That's just a dog with a dog pun in the dog name.
Have you ever heard the term hat on a hat?
That is a hat on a hat. In fact, it's a dog in a dog.
That is correct. Well, this segment's been going on for 9 minutes. What's your good news? So I guess my good news is that I was a good Samaritan today.
I am proud of you. You did not need to call the police, but I am proud of you for doing that because
and not whistle at the perpetrators.
And
either.
That. And give away, you doxed yourself.
I really just did. But I don't think they could tell which balcony I was on because it's kind of confusing. And
if
like,
the angle was right, they wouldn't know exactly.
Yeah, and they were also, like, high adrenaline running around jumping into a car. So, like, you know, maybe they took a picture, though.
I mean, it would last longer that way.
Okay, well, just hope I don't get murdered.
I'm crossing my fingers and my toes. Do you see how they're
those
crossed?
Cancel each other out. If you cancel an even
what?
Number,
no, it
out.
Doubles it.
Get your dirty tootsies out.
They're
of
not
my
dirty.
Face,
I just
son of a
cleaned
bitch.
The floor this weekend.
With what? Your feet?
Wait, that's you're not supposed to clean the floor with your feet?
The number of times I've pressed my foot into crumbs and then brushed them off into a trash can. We've all been there, man.
Wait, what? You go, you what? Hop over to the trash can with one foot and then.
Kind of, yeah.
Hey.
This is why you don't eat pizza rolls in bed, folks. Because then you brush the crumbs onto the floor, and then you wake up, and you have to, the second you wake up, you step in crumbs, and you have to hobble over to
the moment
trash.
I wake up, I brush all my pizza roll crumbs off.
Oh, Gord Lord. Well,
okay,
what is your
my good news
boy?
Is that, you know what? I had a really nice weekend, especially because Saturday was a lot of fun, PD. I went climbing in the morning, and then I hung out with PD in the afternoon. It was a great day.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a good weekend, I've been doing my running. I ran yesterday and today, and Saturday. Did I run Saturday? Yeah, I ran Saturday.
Yeah, your exercise regimen has been very impressive.
I'm doing like 6 days a week.
Isn't that a Beatles song? No, that's 8 days a week.
What
that's
fucking idiots.
So.
What fucking idiots. They didn't even really count the number of days in a week. I'm so misinformed.
Also, they totally ripped off that Madonna song. What's it called? Lady Madonna. Do you know that one?
The moment I wake up. No, I don't.
Oh, that is a Beatles song. I step on pizza roll crumbs. Ooh,
and then
baby.
Put on my makeup. I'll say a little pizza for you.
Together.
Pepperoni and cheese.
This has just gone off the rolls.
Well, we did say last week, I think, that we weren't going to want to talk about this episode a ton. So I think that kind of...
Yep.
But anyway, good. My good news is just that I've been feeling good. Exercise is great. And, you know, I've just been calling people and trying to talk with my friends and stuff. So, you know, I'm just trying to live my
life.
That's good. I'm just trying to live life.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. I don't know why my mic is over here so I can get to you. Have you seen the spirit about this? Okay.
Here's something. So, guys, today we're covering season 5, episode 13, Bend Her. Now, this is an episode that... in some regards, did not age very well, but in other ways, it's actually fine, I think. What do you think?
Yeah.
Because so here's the thing is, so the premise is Bender cheats at the Olympics in order to win. He gets a sex change, which, by the way, that coward Joanna Mann never went full on sex change to participate.
True.
In
shame on you, Joanna
NBA.
Mann.
So shame on you. But so he basically needs to pass a, like essentially it's like a drug test, but it's for testing robot gender.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, robot
Wait,
gender
did you
is a
your
construct.
Good news?
Yeah, I said I had a good weekend and that I feel good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's good. That is good news. Okay, yeah. I was double checking.
Remember
I was,
when my,
I was also
Petey, remember like
episode.
A few months ago when my good news was like, I feel depressed.
Yeah, I do. So it's a mark.
So it's really, yeah, the contrast I think is kind of strong. But
I'm very into it.
Thank you. But yeah, so then Bender actually sort of embraces being a woman, a fembot, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time is sort of like, oh, no, I'm going to turn back. I'm going to turn back. Like, he's trying to do, like, he's trying to scam Calculon, basically. But everyone's reprimanding him for that. Like, everyone's like, you're being evil for manipulating him. So I do feel like it's fine because even though what Bender's doing is bad, everyone else is saying it's bad, right? It's just a villain move to do, which is Bender, right?
Yes. And I think that also, like, the whole like men turning into women for sport gain is like very far-fetched back in this time. Like, for the time, this was like, yes, it is important. It's important because he's cheating. It's not important because he is becoming trans in the episode, except for there are a few problematic statements by Fry, mm-hmm. where he says, I'm so embarrassed. Oh wait, no. He says, what you're doing is creepy, wrong, and sick. And it's not about cheating. It's about
becoming a woman. Change. Yeah.
And then he, when
that's true. That's Bender's a good, like, that's a good, yeah, that's true.
When Bender's like, oh yeah, I'm going to marry Calculon. I just think he's so great. And Fry's like, you're not attracted to Calculon. Are you?
Yeah. That part I do remember. That one didn't age well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's Fry being more problematic than Bender in a lot of ways. Because at least Bender learns his lesson. That's the other thing. Fry doesn't really like – he does say at the end that he does – well, he does have some development. He says, you were like a brother and then like a sister to me. So that shows that he did actually fully really accept Coilette.
Him as a woman. Yes, that's true. Coilette, I love that.
So yeah, it's not as problematic as I kind of thought it would be given like what we know now.
It's not great.
It's not great, but it's not like some things where you're like, holy shit, that doesn't like the way like gay humor was in the early 2000s where everyone's like making fun of like, I don't know. I feel like sitcoms used to have way more gay jokes in them back then.
Oh,
like
yes.
Everyone was just like afraid of gay people.
And it was like if two male characters hug, they're like, ew,
right.
Sick.
Right. Or like if they had too intimate of a moment, they would like quickly disengage and sort of be like, you know.
Right, exactly.
Like when a cat falls or trips and then it like kind of looks around like, did anybody see that?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So correct. It is not too bad. But basically things kick off with the Olympics. What year is the Olympics?
It's 3004.
That's what I thought. Okay. I didn't write that down, but I should have.
I didn't write that down.
True. However, why is the pen not working?
Semicolon.
semicolon. Hermes basically gets called in to be the Olympic limboer because the rest of the Jamaican team got caught in customs for their weed.
Presumably for weed. So here's right. My thing is how they called a 20-year retired athlete to replace an entire team of limboers. They really had no one in between Hermes who competed 20 years prior. And then what about the people from 10 years prior?
That's a very good question. Maybe they didn't live in New New York.
I suppose Hermes did. You're right. That's a good point. I suppose also Hermes lied to them about his physique using a series of artful euphemisms.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Using a series of artful euphemisms, that is. Yeah. So the competition basically starts out and they're getting ready to start the competition. We see one of our favorite ancillary characters, Barbados Slim. And we get
cruel runnings.
I was trying to find the Barbados clips.
Elegant Caribbean.
And so we get a couple of these lines in here. You guys have heard this one.
Elegant Caribbean shoulders.
So they mark up at the start line, Hermes and Barbados. And they're like, he's like, Barbados, I haven't seen you since like 20 years ago when you like, he's like fully whipped Hermes's ass then. He's like, but this time I feel lucky.
Lucky. Yes. And he's like, that's right. And I'm going to go back with a gold medal draped around me. Like the way it just, pours out of his
and
mouth.
And it's John,
like motor oil. It's so good. Yes, John DiMaggio. It's so well done. Like, I didn't realize he had that kind of range as well.
Which is funny because it's like you have Maurice LaMarche as Hermes.
Maurice LaMarche, yeah.
And I feel like he's
No.
Or wait, no, sorry. I mean, what's his name?
Phil Lamar.
Phil Lamar. I said the Mar part was getting me.
The other Law.
Yeah. Well, Phil Lamar is Hermes, and I think he's really the only like normal like series regular black voice actor. And I feel like they sometimes do have John B. characters who are black or kind of meant to be black.
Yes.
Voice wise. Yeah. But it does.
There weren't a whole for
Barbados, I would say.
Yes, that's very true. And there weren't a whole lot of what?
I tooted on accident.
What are we talking? Irish snapper?
No, not even close. It was more of like a how would I describe it? A Swiss sneaker.
Excuse me? Oh no, you froze.
I lost him.
I lost you.
Okay, we're back. Right when I described my fart to you, it froze.
That was truly the crux of the podcast.
And it only goes downhill from here.
The point I was trying to make was that there weren't that many, there weren't as many well-known African-American voice actors. Like nowadays you have Keith David, who voices like the president in Rick and Morty. He does.
Keith David is awesome.
Big breakout. Fucking love that guy.
Gary Anthony Williams. Voice.
I don't know Gary Anthony Williams.
I think he also was like in Boondocks. I think Keith David was also in Boondocks.
Oh, Keith David was in Boondocks. Yes. But yeah, so you have a lot more well-known and talented African-American
voice
actors.
You have the guy who played Stevie's dad from Malcolm in the Middle. I think he does voices. Yeah.
And then there's also another, Kevin Michael Richardson, who does a large volume of voices on pretty much.
If you
see like a African-American character on Family Guy or American Dad or the Cleveland Show, who's not one of the main cast, it's pretty much him. He voices the principal in American Dad, but he voices a lot of other people too. He's really good.
I guess my main point was like, you know, when they do characters like that, they very rarely will bring in anyone extra. So as far as you have a call sheet and that's who you can pick from. So otherwise they would have just had to have Phil Lamar do both, which I don't think would have turned out as well. You need the contrast between Lamar and John DiMaggio in that scene. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
Not to say that other like black voice actors didn't deserve that part. It's more so like you're in the middle of a season, like you're not gonna, unless they were a celebrity, you wouldn't just bring in a random person, basically.
Right, exactly. And there wasn't a very deep bench at that time as well.
Well, I mean, that's arguable.
I think
the bench has always been deep. It's just that they weren't seen.
Oh, correct. Yeah, yes, yeah. They weren't by not a deep bench. I mean, there were probably voice actors around, but they weren't well known, or they weren't like highly enough accessible. Yeah, to the cast, right. You could see like, oh yes, we need a Keith David. He would kick ass.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Hermes is basically at the very end, tied with Barbados Slim, and then the super fast suit the professor gives him breaks, and like his gut knocks the limbo thing.
Yeah, and then breaks, so it like snaps open, and he's laying on the ground like on his back with his belly exposed. Otherwise, he's just wearing a full spandex suit. And I feel like that's exactly how I feel after I eat like a big meal. So I just like lay there, my tummy is like really just big, and I'm exhausted.
Exactly. And meat sweats.
Meat sweats. Don't forget about the meat sweats.
Forget about the meat sweats, folks. So basically, Bender gets this harebrained idea that he could not beat the male athletes because they're bending unbendable girders, but like a very small, light girder he can easily do. So he decides to dress up as a Slavic peasant woman. Basically.
A maid. Yeah. Quayle's supposed to be a maid from Rabonia. And the guy, like, register. First of all, they have registration just like at the event, right? Like, there's no pre-qualification. You just have to enter. And then he's like, I'm Coilette from Rabboni. And he's like, that doesn't sound real. He's like, what, Coilette? Plenty of people are named Coilette. He's like, no, Rabboni, that's fine, but Rabbonia sounds like a name you made up on the spot. And then Bender's like, do you want to dress? Have you ever been punched in the face by a robot dressed as a fembot or something like that?
Yeah,
right?
A fembot dressed by a fembot. And the guy's like,
yes. Yeah. And he like registers her.
Basically, he gets registered. It turns out that they're going to test his sex and ensure that he is, in fact, a female. He goes to the professor to request that the professor change him over, to much to the chagrin of the rest of the crew, for various chagrin. I can't wear chagrin, but I couldn't think of the word motivation. Jesus. For various motivations. It's been a long day.
I do love this part. So everyone is sort of like dealing with the sort of the way the professor is doing the surgery is rather barbaric. I don't mean to say that having a sex change operation isn't in itself
all surgery
barbaric,
is barbaric,
but because the professor is like, now let's change you into a beautiful, like soft female form. And then he starts hitting Bender with a sledgehammer, like, and so it's like, how could this be like a soft thing? And then at another point, he's draining Bender's testosterone oil.
Ooh, yeah.
And
replacing
Amy
it with
Femzoil. Replacing it with Femzoil. Amy faints at the sight of the draining testosterone oil. And my first thought was, is that
cum?
His cum? Why would she faint? I mean, I know it's probably supposed to be more a play on blood because people do faint at blood, but I just, because we're so talking about like genders or whatever, sexes.
Right, exactly. Like, you'll be like,
is that his cum?
Cum? Sick. I had the same fucking thought. Bender is getting all this praise. He goes on Humorbot 5.0.
Yeah, he wins 5 medals as a fake woman. Well, no, he is a real woman at this point, I suppose, but he never had the intention of staying a woman. He just wanted to cheat, basically. And then, yeah, go ahead, Pete. He's on Humorbot 5.0's late night show.
Yes, exactly, where he meets Calculon, and Calculon becomes rather taken with him. With her.
Coilette.
And I just wish that we got some like Humorbot stand-up. And then we built a super collider. It's
super
the same
collider.
Character.
I hardly know her.
We know her. And then we built a super collider.
I do like the line where he's like, anecdote accepted. Would he come back? Not found.
Not found. They should have more Humorbot. So after Bender basically says agrees to go on a date with Calculon, he's like, no, I'm just doing it for the free food. I do love this quote from Bender. Actually, there's another quote I'm going to talk about too, after this one. But he's like, "Is it trampy to go on a date without a top on?"
Right.
Like, yes. I'm like, Bender, don't you think you have too much makeup or too much lipstick on? He's like, "No way. The bulls really like it when you glob it
on." Yeah, when you glob it on.
Literally said that. Also, I missed this one earlier when Bender says or gets caught. I can't remember the exact circumstance, but he's like, "Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I wish everyone else was dead."
Yes, I love that line. It's so good.
So accurate.
It's so funny.
Oh God. Like,
I got embarrassed recently,
and I was like, I wish everyone else was dead right now.
That is a quintessential Futurama line. Because not only is it beautifully Bender's character of being like such a selfish narcissist, but it's also just like such a good play on the like, I wish I was dead. You know, like that feeling that people get. Like, I wish everyone else was dead.
Exactly. Oh God. So Bender proceeds to basically how would you say that? Boondoggle Calculon.
Sure.
Into
he's scamming Calculon.
Scamming.
He's basically wants to be a trophy wife. So he wants like Calculon to pay for stuff, take him on trips, give him clothes and jewelry and everything. Oh, sorry. I was reading a note and I couldn't read my handwriting. And I was like,
you're
what
farting
the fuck?
That was good. That was a good too.
That's what the other one was like right here. damn. I keep reading things and I'm like, I want to do that for trivia.
Oh, God dang it.
Found a couple more. But yeah, he's like, there's no way that he's going to like propose. He's just going to dump me after a while for the next floozy. And then right at that moment, Calculon busts through the wall and is like, will you marry me, Coilette?
Yeah. And I also love that we get like a cameo or a little bit of a cameo from the little like box that beeps from All My Circuits.
Yeah, yeah.
And he opens that box's
and
head
it's the ring box. The ring.
And then when they're in the hot air balloon, they're like kind of, you know, blue, 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 lovey dovey. And Calculon's like, now let's go to the stars and make the gods jealous. And he throws the rope.
As like when you take cut sandbags from ballast from the hot air balloon.
And it just falls down and they pan out. It's like, beep, beep, beep. I thought that was so good.
So Bender is like, ends up realizing that actually he does love Calculon. He doesn't want to hurt Calculon's feelings. They try to come up with a scheme to get out of the marriage. Because originally Bender is like, oh, I don't care. Like, I'll just like divorce him and take half his money. But then he starts to feel bad. So, he's essentially getting a conscience. And so they make up this whole scheme to like essentially enact a episode of All My Circuits, but like at the wedding. Bender basically, there's essentially a person, Congo Jack, who is after Coilette for stealing his diamonds. And so they kind of put on this like shitty play, but of course Calculon loves it because he like wants
all the melodrama.
Yeah. And Bender does this whole, or Coilette does this whole thing of being like, you know, I do want you to know that like I love you, and to make sure his feelings don't get hurt. And then he like fakes his own death basically.
Right. Exactly. And they do like a whole like basically soap opera all in one. And Calculon is like, I shall honor you by playing myself in a film all about my life.
And I love when they start playing the movie, like later it sort of fast forwards after Bender's like returned or they're watching. Mm-hmm. Bender gets his sex change back and then they're watching the movie. And Calculon is like, I'm feeling all types of emotions, anger, sorrow, fear, and he's like all the emotions an actor can,
the entire range an actor could hear. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, and I love that the name of it is called Coilette,
a Calculon story.
So basically everything gets wrapped up with a bow at the end. Bender's back to being a man, and then there's some little innuendo that he might still hold just a wee flame for Calculon, and then we fade to black. David X. Cohen
and Matt Groening. Yeah, so this is a great Calc episode too, Calculon. There's a lot of good Calculon in it.
Agreed. I'll go first, trivia.
All right. You did not.
I didn't hesitate.
You didn't hesitate.
I won't hesitate, bitch. What was originally supposed to be on in place of the Olympics?
Celebrity fist fight. Some type of celebrity fighting show.
That is correct. You are technically correct.
Celebrity.
You have two more guesses.
Okay. Are you going to give me a hint?
The professor wanted to create one of these radioactively so that he could tell mom how much he loves her.
Celebrity. He wanted to make the silverbacks gorillas. Celebrity silverback gorilla fight.
Think more. I'll give you one more clue. Think way more general.
Okay. Celebrity. Celebrity ape fight.
Yes. That was lucky.
That's called mental skill.
Okay.
Laura, you really pulled that one out of the end.
skip it a bit, silverbacks great? Are gorillas great apes? I don't think they are.
They're fantastic apes.
They're fantastic apes. Okay, what is the professor's suit technically called?
Oh, good one. Fuck. Like, okay, because I can remember him describing it where he's basically the whole point of it is that it redistributes the fat lower. So Hermes' center of gravity is lower. What is it called? I don't know. I can't remember.
Flabodynamic spandex bodysuit.
Flabodynamic. I should have written that one down. I'm a fool for not writing that down.
What is the professor's reaction to the to Calculon's All My or the Calculon's movie Coilette? Calculon, sorry.
Oh.
He calls it something. He insults it.
Yeah, I feel like I can hear the professor saying something like in one of his like made up kind of terms, like fiffle ninny or whatever.
Exactly. But it's three words.
Yeah, I can. I didn't write it down, but I remember him saying it. I'm gonna have to give this one up.
Sentimental drivel poop.
Drivel poop.
I like that one too. And my last trivia is, it's very much a you question. While this Olympics took place in 3004, just 1,000 years prior, where did the Olympics take place?
2004. 2002 was Salt Lake City. 2000 was Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it was 2000 Salt Lake City? 2002, I think you're right.
Because that was winter. 2000 was Sydney. Yeah. Sydney, Australia. 2004.
Sydney, Australia.
2004. You know, I might. And then 2008 was Beijing. What was 2004?
It was 2006, actually. Do you remember that one? I remember that one.
That was winter also?
Yes. I think about the spaghetti. It's just a small hint.
Italy?
Yeah. Torino? Not Turin.
Torino.
Torino, yeah.
Gran Torino.
You don't have 2000. You literally have everything.
I know. That's what I'm like. Everything but 2004. Because my mind wants to go to Sydney, but I know that's 2000.
This is where Michael Phelps made, I think scored, this is where Michael Phelps has his big moment. I think he had the most 2004. Wins in this Olympics.
I'm trying to think. And then London was 2012. What was before Beijing for the Summer Olympics? God damn. Tokyo?
Toki, no.
Good one.
You one more guess.
Fuck. Give me a continent.
Europa.
Okay. Fuck. It's the one with the most fucking
one of the
big
the moons of one of the moons
of one of the moons of Jupiter.
Jupiter, damn it. Yes, but it is in Europe.
Was it Paris?
I'm sorry. Think about what type of spaghetti does your mother make?
Greece.
Athens, 2004.
Okay. Now it's all coming back to me. All right. I'll take 1/10 of a point for that one.
Oh, God.
I'll take 1/10 of a point.
In the name of Susan's Greek spaghetti, you get a tenth of
you gave me a hint, which means that you're not telling me what it is.
In the name of Susan's Greek spaghetti, I will give you
1/10.
1/10.
Okay, so that's one.
So what?
And 1/10.
0.1.
out of four.
So that's what, 44%? That's not wretched. Actually, that's like 50%.
That's
almost.
Like wretched.
That's like almost half. I could get 50% and you would not
that's
be that
not
much further
almost
behind
half. 1.1, that would be slightly, that's like almost a third.
Oh, it's 22 per, no, it's,
it's 20. It's almost, it's more 1. Than a quarter, so it'd be like 28% or something.
Let me just see here. Wow, 27.5%. Fuck, you're so good at math. Okay, yeah, that's right. 44% sounds really wrong. But hey, I had a traumatizing fucking day. People might be at my door trying to diddle me or worse.
Expand.
fourth time I said it, trying to get a reaction. Thumbelian.
For the Thumbelian resistance.
And I spell over my mic. All right, you're up, Buttercup.
Yeah, no, I said Greece. Get it? Because you said Europe. Yes, all right. Yes,
and oh, I thought you were saying butter cup because butter's Greece.
Okay, let's see. This is for fun. This is not for extra, but this is to get you warmed up. Okay, so this is zero risk, yeah. Zero reward. It's just for you to have a warm up. What position of royalty does Coilette hold in Brabonia?
Oh shit.
Okay, now this call is, I'm just kidding. It's a sign. It's technically a sign, so it doesn't count.
Oh, it's a sign. I was gonna say I don't remember her saying anything.
It's like a subtitle on the screen when she first competes.
Duchess?
Close. What's a shorter way of saying Duchess?
Marquise?
No, it's less formal than Duchy? Duchess. Yes. And what kind of biscuits does Pillsbury make?
Duchy of Savory?
No.
Self-rising? Flaky? Duchy of Flake?
It's like the name that Pillsbury gives to one of their biscuits.
Duchy of Homestyle? Duchy of...
Think about a type of piano.
Layers?
Think about a type of piano. What kind of pianos
Duchy
are
Duchy of Baby Grand?
It's not
grand.
Of. It's just this word, Duchy of Rabonia.
Oh, the blank Duchy of Rabonia.
Think about pianos. What kind of pianos are there?
Yamaha?
No, you're way too specific.
Is it a brand?
No, a type of piano, not a brand.
There's no types of pianos.
Yes, there are.
Piano or
Honky
no piano.
Tonk is one of them.
Oh, I was never going to guess fucking that.
Well, it's not honky tonk. I'm saying it's a different thing. I'm just saying this is a different type of piano.
Oh, I see.
God damn, Player counselor.
Piano, Duchy of Biscuits.
I'm a fucking. I regret doing this warm up.
I don't know. I missed it.
Grand Duchy.
Grand Layers. Damn!
A gabagool!
Grand Duchy.
Fucking idiot!
I said baby grand and you were like, no.
I did not hear you say baby grand.
I said baby grand, you son of a bitch!
Okay, well, that doesn't count for anything.
It was zero risk.
That was zero risk. That was just for fun, for shits and gigs. For four-fifths commish, just for shits and gigs.
I'll do for four-fifths commits because you should know it gets my dick hard.
Helping out
helping
my friend.
Family. Helping my family.
Okay, what TV show does one of the people at the medical robot tent want to get home to watch?
Oh, Zombie Osbournes.
Yeah, nice.
I thought about it and I was like, that's such a weird one because I feel like the Osbournes weren't even that popular even in 2004, but I guess they probably were.
Which, speaking of which, Quay's been watching the show called Special Forces or something, and it's like celebrity. It's like B list and lower celebrities, mostly C and D, and athletes compete to do like selective special forces training, and it's obviously just like really hard. And then like after 10 days of like living out in on a base, like they slowly go off the show, and then there's like a winner or whatever. But Jack Osbourne is on this season's, and he's so fucking full of himself. And then he keeps failing at a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, come on, dude. No, apparently the instructor people don't like him. But anyway. Okay, so good job. You got that one. What is Coilette's favorite kind of this?
Oh, fuck. That's my favorite kind of this. It's when they're on Humorbot 5.0 and Calculon's like... I remember hearing a line and I was like, oh, that's because I feel like I say something. That's my favorite kind of this. Can I tell you something? Forward?
Urine?
This may
it's
be
a
forward.
Synonym.
This may be forward. This may be direct.
Another synonym? You're on the same.
The same amount thing.
The same line of thinking.
This may be overstepping.
this you are Navy. Like so like all of these are just like around the thing
out of place.
No, this may further, be further.
Yeah, this may be over the line.
No, reel it back in, reel it back in. Think about forward and direct.
Can I take 50% since I've labeled four synonyms? Can I take 0.5?
Off? Oh, you mean can you get 50% of points?
And I get 50%.
Okay, I'll give you more hints. Okay. What is another way? What is it when something is when like a food is like very like delicious and like rich? Don't think about the other hint right now. Just think about what this word, okay? Starts with an S.
Sumptuous?
Yes.
Presumptuous? This may be presumptuous?
Yes!
Jeez. Forward, direct.
You were like presumptuous. Thank I feel you. Like the forward direct, it was like you were just like going in a circle around presumptuous.
That's my favorite kind of this.
Good job.
Oh my God, I love it. Maybe presumptuous.
Okay.
I had some help. What does... I had some help from a dear, best looking friend.
Fugliest co-host.
Oh God.
What does Coilette order at Elzar's?
Oh yeah, they eat food, which like threw me off. He has a chicken bone, a chicken leg. No. Order. I have no clue. I didn't. I remember. I was writing down the fact that robots are eating food, and I was like, "This is weird."
It's a leg of salmon.
Oh no, that's the sign out
that's
front.
That's what he's eating.
Oh, I thought he was eating like a chicken leg.
No,
oh,
it's supposed to be leg of salmon.
God damn it. Okay, that's technically a fair because it's not a sign. It is a. Oh God, that was a good one. I thought he said it. I was like, oh no. Damn it, that was a good one.
No, because he's already eating it when we go together. Into the thing. Yeah. Right. But it was tricky. It was tricky. Okay. And then my last one is I love this line. At the end, when Fry is playing Congo Jack, who does he say told him to say, this is from Congo Jack?
Who? Wait, what?
So Fry delivers a line as Congo Jack, and he goes, Blank told me to say, this is from Congo Jack. And then he throws the spear at Bender, at Coilette.
Oh, shit.
But it's great because he is Congo Jack. So why would someone have to tell them to say?
Is it one of the characters that they made up for the event?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a made up guy.
I'm not going to remember that.
It's Colonel Matumbe.
Damn it, I was going to say M something, but a Colonel Matumbe. Okay, that's a good one. I would never have gotten the Colonel part. That was a really good one.
But yeah, I just love how that's like such a Fry thing is to be like, Colonel Matumbe says, this is from Congo Jack. And it's like,
Congo Jack.
Yeah, we know you are Congo Jack. All right, good job, 204. You still beat me there, so.
Well, you only got 27.5%. I just did that math in my head.
I know. After remembering, by in your head, you mean remembering it from before.
After you solved it and I remembered what you said. Speaking of 50%.
Well, okay. Wait. To give you credit, PD, what is math but just remembering a bunch of other math?
Critical thinking.
Are we really doing the calculation or we're just remembering it?
I don't know, but I really have to pee.
Okay. Let's move on to.
I raised.
Did you think the computer was like
5.
Lagging at first?
Yes, I did. You bastard.
Okay, how many Caribbean elegant Caribbean shoulders would you give this?
Shoulders, I would give this a 3.5. Still problematic, but good. Not phenomenal.
Yeah, I think I would give it the same score, 3.5. It's like a solid episode. There's some good one-liners in it, and I do always appreciate like a good Kalki episode.
Absolutely, yeah. And good Kalki, good Bender, some good tidbits from Zoidberg here and there,
and
too.
And not so. That much Leela.
Order the cake!
Sometimes Leela is kind of annoying.
Yeah, not Leela ruining things. She could be a spoiler for sure.
All righty. Well, let us wrap it up so that PD can go piss perfect in the bathroom.
Did you rate it?
3.5. I said the same.
Oh, perfect.
Thanks for listening so much, everybody. Today we covered Season 5, Episode 13, Bend Her. Next week we will be covering Season 5, Episode 14, Obsoletely Famous, which kind of sounds like an Australian accent. Obsoletely.
Obsoletely
Famous. Obsoletely Famous.
I can see that. You can find us on Riverside. No, Riverside.com / World of Tomorrow.
Riverside.
You can find
us. Just looking at the URL
Patreon.
Of where we're recording it.
My eyes are floating, man. I guess.
I forgot about that. You're also the only person who I've ever heard say that expression.
It's a graduate.
It is a good one. It's a Midwestern. But it's a very it's a very like Midwestern thing. So you can find
Patreon.com/worldoftomorrow.
Thank you. Damn it. Yes, and. You can also follow me at The Most Chill Bro on Threads and Instagram, and that is where I do sometimes post clips and updates. So I think that's it. I think you maybe just PD wants to say something real quick.
And as always, we'll love you forever. We'll love you for always. As long as you're listening,
our friend you'll be.
Take us out, Kalki. Or Barbados.
Singing at your wedding, it's Calculon, Calculon, Calculon.
Elegant Caribbean
shoulder. Bye.
Bye.